Right now at 7:39, we have an emergency traffic situation, Andy.
Yes, northbound I-15 not looking good. You're going to have to pass a crash near the Bangor Highway exit. It's over on the right. They have reopened all the lanes. They were blocking the right lane for a little while, but still seeing backups from the Bluffdale exit all the way to 5300 South. Then it slows again between 33rd South and the 6th South exit downtown. Slowing along 215 South End, we got eastbound slowdowns going from 2000 East over to the 6200 South exit. And then westbound traffic backed up a little bit near Union Park right now. Bangor Highway from 7800 South to 5400 South is just hardly moving at all. So maybe don't think about Bangor. Think of an alternate, Eric.
If you're in Park City, thinking of going into the valley for fun, think about putting it off for a little while. I-80 is still very slow because of an earlier accident at Lamps Canyon. The backup is all the way to Parley Summit. Down Utah County, got a little bit of northbound I-15 slowing approaching Timpanogos Highway, but traffic trooper Michael tells us that the elements are playing a role on the City Street Drive in Orem.
Heavy standing water at University Avenue.
And he says that's right at 800 North. Heather?
We've got stop-and-go traffic southbound 15 as you make your way from Antelope Drive in Layton all the way into downtown Salt Lake City. And we have a crash right near Layton Parkway, or a car that spun off. It's off on the right shoulders, adding to the problems there. The west side belt slowing down now as you head south from 2200 North to the I-80 West interchange. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.